Let's take a look through the window of baseball as we do each Saturday and Sunday and the holidays as well with Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. We do that for Truett & White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. Bruce, good morning on a Saturday. How are you?
Good morning. How's it going?
Well, it's going good. I'm into this series. You know, you watch baseball for so long and you think about how it relates to America and all the parts of the world. And I see these two generals. You know, I'm watching the Patton movie or something here. I'm watching Bochy and Madden, and they've got their two aces going, and they're looking at the flanks and the bullpen and Joe Nathan. And I just, I'm into a military thing today.
Well, I can't say I'm on the same wavelength there, but I can get into it. I'm looking at my, I've got some camouflage here. Let me put that on. And in fact, I think I've got a rifle somewhere. No, it is. It's been a bit of a letdown because the Giants have been shut down so thoroughly by the Cubs pitching, and they haven't even used Chapman yet. So he's going to be raring to go. But yeah, it's a cherished thing when the Giants play the Cubs at Wrigley, and you know this is a day that the Giants have got to get back into this thing. The games, you know, they haven't been routes, but the Giants need to show up a little bit, not just Hunter Pence.
Well, and they've set a record, Bruce, this National League record for 17 consecutive errorless games, which tells me that their heads are in the game. You know, they're playing hard. There's a little bit of the baseball luck that eventually you have to get, and that's the ball falling, the line drive falling in. And I honestly tell you, for these two games, the Corey Guerin bloop hit that Russell had, and then, of course, all the shots yesterday, the Giants have been very competitive, I think, with the Cubs, even with the 0-for-40 in the middle of it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and you can see it. You know, their emotions are running high. After a while, you just get so frustrated. We've seen the Crawford and Nunez that, you know, so exasperated that hitting balls hard and getting nothing out of it. That can wear on you after a while. But the desire is there. You know, these guys are winners. You know, they believe in themselves as winners. It's not happening right now, and they feel like it's going to turn around. Just keep playing hard, keep picking up the ball. You know, pitching and defense has been good, and that's a big part of it. But you got to hit a little bit.
Yeah, you do. You have to hit a little bit, and that's the key. You have to get it done. But here we are in September, 28 to go, and still with a two-game deficit in the West, that's still leading the wild card. And I think the Giants are the Cubs' biggest nightmare to face them in a five-game series or whatever it may turn out to be if it does come that way.
Yeah, there's no doubt, especially with Matt Moore coming on the way he is. I mean, they've got four guys that they don't mind sending out there. You know, Moore could very easily be put in there ahead of Samardzija, but you know, Bumgarner, Cueto, Moore, and you know, Samardzija's a stud too, and he loves to compete in big games. So, that's definitely the case. I mean, the Cardinals pitching, the Mets pitching, the Pirates pitching is all pretty banged up. Miami. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, but the Giants have that. I think they clearly have the rotation edge, you know, over the Dodgers too. They just need to hit.
Jose De Leon comes up on Sunday for the Dodgers, and this is a 24-year-old rookie. He's had tremendous success in AAA this year, 120 strikeouts, you know, 15 walks, that kind of thing. Urias last night, it was interesting, you know, he bunted and it hit his hand last night. And after that, he started hitting people. But I want to. Jeff Brantley said something. I was listening to the Reds broadcast last night. He said, you know, if a pitcher gets up about 20 times and hasn't laid a sacrifice bunt down yet, he's afraid. And he's afraid of getting his hand hurt. And he actually thought about it. He said, you know something? For these pitchers who and the Giants bunt really well and get the job done, you have to get over that element of fear that you're going to get hurt by trying to bunt a 98-mile-an-hour pitch because your hand is on the bat and that's your livelihood.
Yeah, I watched that game last night, and, you know, as he tried to bunt Urias, he was just kind of taking a real quick stab at it and then yanked the bat back. And it did look like a guy who wasn't giving it, you know, the full shot. Could very well be that you know, fear of getting hit. But, you know, meanwhile, the kid, he got two runs charged to him, but they didn't score while he was in there.
Right.
Another good outing by him. It's supposedly his last start. And I'll tell you, this kid he just turned 20, and he's ready to go. He's got a ton of composure. He's got a good array of pitches. He's getting better every time out. And, you know, for them to shut him down because they think, you know, he might get hurt, that helps the Giants.
Yeah, it does. Dodgers see nothing but lefties. Clayton Richard last night, and then Brad Hand came in last night. They got Perdomo today. Right-handers pitch well for the Padres tomorrow. They get another lefty against the Dodgers. Joe Maddon said it. Lefties, he wants lefties against the Giants. Bruce, this September baseball, I'm telling you, everybody's getting ready for what's coming there. They're all trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, the Dodgers, you know, they traded for Carlos Ruiz as a right-hand hitter to help him against lefties. Reddick hasn't been able to hold down that right field job. Puig comes up last night and goes right into the lineup, another right-hand hitter. You know, are all these moves going to make a difference? I don't know. You know, maybe not. There's a lot of chemistry issues on both of those moves because, you know, Puig, we know about his history, and the team is not wild about him or hasn't been in the past. And in getting Ruiz, you lose A.J. Ellis, who hit a three-run homer for the Phillies yesterday.
I love it.
Like you say, it's September baseball, and the Dodgers are still searching. I'll say one thing about the Giants. They pretty much know who their guys are.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dodgers are clearly searching for better answers, as they don't have them all.
Well, Kershaw has his rehab assignment tonight, 50 pitches at Rancho Cucamonga tonight, so we'll see what happens there. But for me, I'll say it again, and you and I have talked about ball for so long. When you get to September, you've got to give me a pitching staff and a rotation that can take you down the stretch, and the Dodgers don't have that yet, and the Giants still don't have the bullpen the way they want it yet. And to me, this is the flaws in the team that keep these things even closer together. What do you think about Joe Nathan today?
Yeah, well, you know, I was just thinking when I first heard about Nathan, I thought all the way back to his first stint with the Giants, and they're playing with the Giants. Yeah, they're playing the Marlins in a playoff series, and it's a big game. I forget which game of the series was, and then Nathan comes out and the inning begins, and he walks the first guy on four pitches. And Felipe Alou, you know, just steaming,
yes,
went out there and just yanked him right away. Just, we can't have that. Get the heck out of here. And you're thinking, geez, we were going to see Nathan again in the big leagues, you know? And, you know, he winds up having a fantastic career. But
I remember that.
Yeah, another thing I love about September baseball is that you get to look at a lot of guys. I think it's great. Some people think it's too much and it's unfair if you're playing, you know, 31 guys and the other team is only 27 or whatever it is. But I love the aspect of seeing the young players. I mean, it's a perfect chance to look at guys. And the Giants are going to take a look at some guys, so are the Dodgers, so is everybody. So we'll see, you know, and some of these guys are going to make a difference. You don't know how, but it'll come into play for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Six lefties in the Giant bullpen, and believe me, Bochy's going to use every one of them. And Joe Nathan is a veteran. They're definitely asking for reinforcements here on the right side. There's no question that they want to take a shot with Joe Nathan. What do you think of the matchup today? And, you know, as I say, you got Bumgarner, you know, who's gone against these big pitchers all the time. He is most starts in the league, most innings and everything, but not perfect. And then Arrieta on the other side, who's still, you know, to get on against them, it's like 286, 268. And here he's going against Bumgarner. I think this is a great matchup today.
It really is. It's you know, it's so funny that these games don't mean a lot to the Cubs. They got like a 16.5 game lead. It's just inconceivable, but it's still big. I mean, and like you say, the Cubs can see the Giants coming down the line, maybe in September, October, and they just want to keep that edge that they've got right now. It's a huge start for Bumgarner. People are saying, oh, maybe he's tired. You know, there's a fatigue factor, and he's hearing none of that. He would just love to go nine with an economical pitch count and just make things right again. Maybe park one. Maybe hit one into the bleachers.
That's it, yeah. Part of my keys to the game is help the team offensively. See what he can do.
But
Arrieta, you know, not perfect. You know, I said two times the last three starts, five earned runs, two homers given up against Pittsburgh, 6 1/3, six runs. I guess the problem is he goes 2-0. You know, you have a chance. 0-2, you hit 0-92 against him. So that seems to be, you know, his command is not great, and that's the issue for him.
Yeah, he's been a little up and down. He's so good when he's on. And it doesn't seem like he's got an arm problem. It's just a little bit of inconsistency. But, you know, a guy like that, I'm always, you know, if you get a first pitch fastball, I go after it. You don't want to get behind the count in this guy. You know, be aggressive, but be smart. And we'll see how that turns out.
Well, you can run on him. 19 stolen bases, 3 caught stealing, but you can't steal first base. That's the problem.
Yeah, we got to get him against Syndergaard, and people were running wild.
Come on, next up is Nomo with, I think, 52. Syndergaard's, I think, at 45 stolen bases now. Nomo's next, then Dwight Gooden at 60. I don't know if he could break the record, but it's pretty interesting to watch it.
Yeah, how about working on a pickoff move, for heaven's sake?
Jeez, and he gets mad at you when you steal, and then he starts looking at you.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, and meanwhile, he's not even looking at guys. I mean,
no. After you steal, he looks at you.
Yeah, I mean, Lester is that way. He's terrified to make a pickoff move, but you got to get a big lead because Ross's arm is so good, and teams are still a little bit wary.
You know, we'll let you run. I know I'm up against a 10-20 finish for us this morning.
Yeah.
But why didn't they bunt on Lester yesterday? It was a 2-0 game. I know it was a no hitter, but it's within the protocol of baseball. The guy can't throw the ball from you to Ray Ratto. And I don't know, why didn't they lay one down against them?
Hey, Ray, did you hear that? Ray's over here, right? This has been baffling to me all season, why teams don't just bunt like crazy. Now, one reason, again, is that Ross is super aware of this, and he'll explode out of there, and he'll throw you out. But if you put it down the right side, you know, where Ross has no chance, or the left side, just where it's just too far, and it's only going to be Lester's play, you're going to be on.
No,
I don't
question.
Get it.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's 2-0 game. You're 0 for 40.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. That's one when I see the professor, Ron Wotus, I'm going to ask him about that one.
Yeah, I'd like to hear what he said about that.
All right, have a great afternoon. I know there's so much going on today, and this may be the classic game of the series. See how this one turns out.
Should be fun. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Bruce. All right, that is Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. More coming up right here, KMBR 680, the sports leader.